heaven on eyes before she's hell on the horror. Yeah. Yeah, she's good when she's bad. She's cute when she's mad. And she does all the wrong things right. Yeah, boy, it's a fact when a maid like that, you ain't ever gonna sleep.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says the union is endorsing President Biden for re-election.
We can stand up and elect someone who stands with us and supports our cause, or we can elect someone who will divide us and fight us every step of the way.
Together,
Biden addressed the UAW convention today.
We're proving what I've always believed. Wall Street didn't build America, the middle class built America, and unions built the middle class.
After Donald Trump's victories in Iowa and New Hampshire, Republicans are now focused on the South Carolina primary. The state's former governor, Nikki Haley, says she's got a good reason for staying in the race.
For the first time, 81% of Americans don't think their kids are going to live as good of a life as we did. We can't be okay with that. I'm not okay with that.
A Russian military transport plane crashed in a border region near Ukraine today. Moscow says all 74 aboard were killed, including 65 Ukrainian POWs, and is accusing Kyiv of shooting it down, though offering no evidence. A U.S. official says it's not clear there were actually Ukrainian POWs aboard. Ukraine's military says only that it does target Russian military transport planes delivering missiles. Qatar says it's appalled by leaked remarks from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu criticizing the country's mediation efforts with Hamas. And eBay has joined other tech companies announcing job cuts.
Online retailer eBay Inc. will cut about 1,000 jobs, or an estimated 9% of its full-time workforce. The company says the number of employees and costs have exceeded how much the business is growing in a slowing economy. It's the latest tech company to roll out a series of layoffs after quickly ramping up hiring during COVID-19. Other tech companies with job cuts include Spotify, Microsoft, Meta, and IBM. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. The gains are growing for stocks. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
It rose again to build on its all-time high reached last week. The S&P 500 added 0.2% Monday. The Dow climbed 138 points. That's about 0.4%, edging past the 38,000 level. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. Stocks climbed as longer-term yields eased in the bond market. Yields have come down considerably since October on expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates several times this year. Several economic reports this week could shift those expectations. It will also be a busy week for corporate earnings reports. Archer Daniels Midland slumped 24%. The big agricultural company put its chief financial officer on leave and said it's investigating some of its accounting practices. Macy's climbed more than 1% after rejecting a buyout offer. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com. WRCO's Evening News Today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, lows of 32 with light winds, cloudy and fog developing, areas of drizzle late. And Thursday, foggy as well, occasional drizzle and light rain once more, highs of 38, east winds of around 5. It's 37 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland Center City Council held a special meeting last night due to two open alderperson seats on the council. The first is for District 1, which is up for election in April. Due to health concerns, Connie Hoppenjohn is unable to fulfill her term. The person filling it would be responsible for the next three meetings. Mayor Todd Coppernall approached the council about filling the position by appointment until April and then let it be filled by a write-in vote as no one is currently running for the position. The mayor then moved to fill the position with Ron Fruit, who said he was willing to fill it, and the motion was seconded. Alderperson Karen Tepley felt that it should be made known to the public to see if someone is willing to fill the seat. Tepley then moved to postpone the appointment until the February 6th meeting, and Kevin Melby seconded. Steve Downs said he didn't see a reason to postpone as they are all elected officials and were elected to carry out the business of the city. The motion to postpone passed on a 5-1 vote. The seat in District 1, Wards 1, 2, and 3, remains open, and anyone who lives in the district wishing to fill the position should make their wishes known and attend the February 6th meeting where an appointment will be made. There is also an open seat in District 3, Wards 7, 8, and 9, following the resignation of Melanie Walters. No decision has been made to fill that seat at this time. Julie Lassa, Wisconsin State Director for U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development, has announced that the USDA will be investing more than $710,000 in renewable energy projects across the state. The projects will include the installation of energy-efficient grain dryers, solar arrays, and irrigation pumps. Out of the 7 projects announced in Wisconsin, 6 of them will be funded by the Inflation Reduction Act, which is the nation's largest ever investment in combating the climate crisis. Rural Energy for America program grants announced in Wisconsin include Progress Auto LLC in New Lisbon, a $243,730 grant to install a small solar electric array. The project is expected to save $21,000 per year and replace 97% of the business's energy use per year, which is enough energy to power 28 homes. Moneypenny Farms and Mineral Point will use a $125,000 grant to install a more energy-efficient grain dryer. The project is expected to save $12,490 per year and save 35% of the farm's energy use per year, which is enough energy to power 24 homes. And Alan Haas's farming operation in Westby will use a $35,289 grant to install a small solar electric array. The project is expected to save $5,750 per year and replace 76% of the farm's energy use per year, which is enough energy to power 4 homes. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced Wisconsin will receive $8 million in bipartisan infrastructure law funding for a project to upgrade a rest area along I-90 near Sparta with a new facility, expanded truck parking, and updated infrastructure. The project will reconstruct a 55-year-old safety rest area. This project will expand commercial motor vehicle parking from 16 to approximately 70 spots, replace deteriorated ramps and pavement, and construct a new modernized facility, including ADA-compliant restrooms. Congressman Derek Van Orden visited Stevens Point Monday to learn more about the roadblocks hurting small businesses. Gollin Brothers Wholesale Live Bait Shops sell bait across the state and the country. The company's president, Benjamin Gollin, and the congressman met to discuss how interstate commerce is being made harder due to trade issues. Van Orden says he plans to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address these concerns. The American Red Cross continues to experience an emergency blood shortage as severe winter weather has further impacted the ability to rebuild the blood supply. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. The national blood supply remains at critically low levels. Blood drives have been canceled in nearly every state where the Red Cross collects blood. As a result, nearly 15,000 blood and platelet donations have gone uncollected this month alone. In addition to dangerous road conditions, many Americans have dealt with flight and shipping delays, and the Red Cross is no different. Snow, ice, and extreme temperatures have made it tougher to move vital blood products across the Red Cross network, affecting deliveries to hospitals in some locations. As much of the country warms up this week, individuals are urged to make an appointment now to give blood or platelets. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from noon to 5 at the Montford Fire and Rescue Building, and Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. Mary's and St. Paul Catholic Church in Mineral Point. Make an appointment to donate by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. President Joe Biden will be in Wisconsin Thursday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre announced that the president will travel to Superior to discuss Bidenomics and rebuilding the nation's infrastructure. The Biden visit comes in the wake of Monday's announcement that the 60-year-old Blatnick Bridge connecting the twin ports of Duluth and Superior has received a federal grant for over $1 billion for its replacement. In December, federal lawmakers, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, sent a letter to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg in support of an application for bridge funding by Minnesota and Wisconsin. Two men are now criminally charged in a crash that killed a retired Madison firefighter. The November 10th crash on Madison's north side killed 77-year-old Roderick Anderson. Court records show 39-year-old Michael Norsetter Shiner is charged with the homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle, while 22-year-old Drew Gonzalez is charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety. Evidence gathered by Madison police indicated Gonzalez was racing Norsetter Shiner at the time of the crash and that both were speeding at more than 100 miles an hour just before Norsetter Shiner's vehicle collided with Anderson's. A 35-year-old Middleton man who threatened to kill his former supervisor was sentenced Monday. Michael Yee will serve 30 months probation for making terrorist threats. A criminal complaint says after Yee was fired from his position at a Cottage Grove engineering firm, he messaged a coworker on Facebook that he had a gun and planned to kill his ex-supervisor. Because Yee pleaded guilty to the charge, the court dismissed disorderly conduct and unlawful phone use charges, and his 18-month prison sentence was imposed and stayed. A Sauk County summer camp is canceling its 2024 season after a trailer with all of its equipment was stolen last week. The Devil's Lake Climbing Guide Summer Adventure Camp said it lost several bikes, paddle boards, and camping equipment when its trailer was hauled off by thieves January 15th. Without the equipment, the camp can't operate. The camp's director said the camp had been struggling with hiring staff and didn't have a building to store its equipment in. Today's winner of $50 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Randy Scott of Sun Prairie on ticket number 400.
Gunderson Bascobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Bascobel and Muscadet Clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Bascobel today.
Today is Wednesday, January 24th. Michael Leo Drake, 66 of Oregon, died January 9th at UW Health University of Wisconsin Hospital. A funeral mass will be held at noon Friday at St. Philip Catholic Church Rolling Ground. Friends are invited to the Gaze Mills Community Center in Gaze Mills Friday from 8:30 to 11 for coffee and donuts. Memorials will be used to promote local literacy and reading programs in schools, hospitals, and educational institutions. The Kendall Funeral Service in Bascobel is assisting the family of Michael Leo Drake, 66, of Oregon. Vern P. Demers, 77, of Spring Green, formerly of Rice Lake, died Tuesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green. Burial will be held at St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery in Rice Lake at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Catholic Church Saturday from 9 until the time of Mass at 10:30. The Richards and Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Vern P. Demers, 77 of Spring Green, formerly of Rice Lake. Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66 of Lime Ridge, died January 15th at St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 11 at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the Casanova Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66 of Lime Ridge. Rodney M. Barnes, 75 of Spring Green, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at Wintergreen in Spring Green. The Richards and Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Rodney M. Barnes, 75 of Spring Green. Jerry G. Cast, 71 of Bear Valley, died Saturday at home following a brief illness. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 3:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto Ridge. Burial will be in the spring at Our Lady of the Fields. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 2 until the time of Mass at 3:30. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital or the Disabled Veterans of America Foundation. Jerry G. Cast, 71, of Bear Valley. Geraldine Ann, Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua, died January 16th at her daughter's home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at her home in Viroqua, and again Sunday, February 11th from 1 to 4 at her childhood home in La Crescent, Minnesota. Geraldine Ann, Jerry Mormon Harper, 76, of Viroqua. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Monday from 3 to 5 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Ralph Evans, 74, of Muscadet. Jacqueline K. Jackie Long, 75, of Viola, died Tuesday at Soldiers Grove Health Services in Soldiers Grove. A memorial service will be held in the spring. The Vasateg Larson Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is assisting the family. Jacqueline K., Jackie Long, 75, of Viola.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, relatively quiet weather for this evening, but it will likely turn foggier as the night goes on as another disturbance moves up from the south with an increasing slug of moisture. That would also form drizzle or light rain later tonight and stick around for tomorrow. Nothing too terribly heavy, but a good tenth of an inch is possible throughout the period. Now, with the ground temperature still hovering close or slightly below freezing, there could be some slippery spots on sidewalks, parking lots, and untreated roadways through tomorrow morning, so keep that in mind if you're out and about walking or traveling. Now, once the system on Thursday moves away from the region, we should be in for a fairly dry stretch of weather from Friday afternoon all the way through early next week. Still on the cloudier side, though, across the Midwest, with plenty of trapped low-level stratus clouds, even some patchy fog into the start of the weekend. But overall, those temperatures will be running well above normal, topping out a good 10 to 15 degrees above average. Even some record warm low temperatures are possible on certain nights. In fact, some of the warmest air of this entire next few weeks could arrive later next week, when readings have a pretty good shot of reaching the 40s. We'll certainly keep you posted. Otherwise, for tonight, expect cloudy skies, fog developing, some of that could get thick. Areas of drizzle later, low temperature 32 with light winds. Tomorrow foggy and mild with occasional drizzle and light rain, high in the upper 30s with an east wind near 5. Tomorrow night fog, drizzle, and light showers still possible, low 32. On Friday mostly cloudy, high near 40. Saturday mostly cloudy, low 29, high above 39 degrees. Sunday maybe a few sun breaks, low in the upper 20s with a high of 37. Monday little change, it should be dry and mild, low 24 with a high of 37, and Tuesday partly or mostly cloudy, low 26 with a high of 39, small chance of light rain and snow showers coming up by Tuesday night. You have a great evening out there, travel carefully. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a cloudy 37 degrees, and 38 is our high today, our morning low 33. Yesterday, we saw a high of 35 and a trace of precipitation. Record high for this day, 59, set in 1981, while a record low of 24 below was set in 1936. Last year on this day, our high was 33, our low 27. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:24. We've received in total 0.15 of an inch of precipitation today. The barometer is slightly up to 30.7, and we have light easterly winds. Again, it's 36 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO's Evening Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. It was Richland Center Church League volleyball being held last night in Division A. Richland Baptist Temple 1 topped Bethel Lutheran 2-1. And Hidden Valley Community 1 downed Avoca Bible Church 1 2-0. Avoca Bible Church 3 had a bye. In Division B, it was Basketball Assembly of God defeating Beulah Wesleyan and for their first loss of the season, 2-0. The Mission topped Richland Baptist Temple 3, 2-0. It was Avoca Bible Church 2 scoring a victory against Hidden Valley Community 2, 3-0. Church of the Nazarene 2 got the win over Free Methodist 3-0. It was Richland Baptist Temple 4 defeating Grace Community 2 by a score of 2-1. And Richland Baptist Temple 2 defeated Church of the Nazarene 1 3-0. Grace Community 1 had a bye. Action will continue next Tuesday at the Community Center at 6:30. It will be Hidden Valley Community 2 taking on Grace Community 2. At 7:15, Bethel Lutheran will go up against Avoca Bible Church 3. After that, it will be Free Methodist taking on Richland Baptist Temple 3. And finally, Hidden Valley Community 1 will go up against Richland Baptist Temple 1. At RC Primary School at 6:30, things kick off with the Mission taking on Grace Community 1, followed by Richland Baptist Temple 2 against Boscobel Assembly of God. After that, it is Beulah Wesleyan taking on Church of the Nazarene 1. And finally, Richland Baptist Temple 4 will take on Church of the Nazarene 2.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Joe Barry is out as the Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator after a turbulent third season on the job that ended with a loss in the NFC divisional round of the playoffs. Green Bay ranked 10th in points allowed per game, 17th in yards allowed per game, and 23rd in yards allowed per play. During the regular season, a defense featured 8 former first-round draft picks. That included a brutal 3-game stretch late in the season as the Packers allowed 29.3 points per game while going 1-2 against the Giants, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Carolina Panthers. Doc Rivers is finalizing a deal to take over as the Milwaukee Bucks coach a day after the firing of Adrian Griffin. Rivers and the Bucks are working out on the contract. ESPN reported that Rivers has agreed to the deal in principle. Rivers has worked for ESPN as an analyst this season. The Bucs fired Griffin on Tuesday despite owning a 30-13 record. Milwaukee is 3.5 games behind the Celtics in the Eastern Conference standings. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese Family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans were mixed Wednesday. Corn, cattle, and hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans ended an up and down day very narrowly mixed, with traders watching near-term rainfall chances for Argentina and Brazil. Brazil's harvest is just over 5% complete with generally disappointing yields. March beans were up 3/4 at 1240 and a quarter. May was down a half at 1246 and a half. March bean meal was $2.20 higher at $3.63.30. March soybean oil was 89 points lower at $47.32. Corn was up on short covering and technical buying, continuing to hang just above the recent contract lows, watching weather in South America. Ethanol production dropped to near 3-year low last week as stocks hit an almost 1-year high. March corn was up 5 3/4 at 452 and a half. May was 5 3/4 higher at 462 and a half. And wheat was up on short covering, technical buying, and the lower move in the dollar during the session. There is more precipitation in the forecast for U.S. hard and soft red winter wheat growing areas. A global drop in prices has sparked some new export demand, which could benefit the United States, but that's also dependent on the relative strength of the dollar. March Chicago is up 14 1/4 at 610 3/4. March Kansas City was 8 1/4 higher at 625 3/4. March Minneapolis wheat on Wednesday was up 5 1/2 at 704 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were higher, getting ready for the week's widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. February live was up 70 at 175.35, and April was 52 higher at 178.35. March feeders are up 12 cents at 233.77. And on cash and wholesale support, February hogs were up 60 at $73.90. April lean was $1.70 higher at $82.02. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves. 1.99%. See what we mean? 1.99%. To grow more, protect more, and command more. 1.99%. For all participating BASF brands. 1.99%. When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com. Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth. Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
There was a very light scattered direct cash cattle trade reported Wednesday. Live deals in Kansas were at $174. That's a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Asking prices are firm, around $176 plus live in the south and $276 plus dressed in the north. Expect more business to develop sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef closed lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 216 at $299.50. Select closed $1.14 lower at $287.24. Estimated cattle slaughter was 126,000 head, up 8,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 576 with a weighted average of 53.10. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were both $6.89 higher with a weighted average of 54.01. An estimated hog slaughter was 493,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and down 5,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great deals this month include buy three Ace brand furnace filters and get the fourth one free. Also, Ace duct tape 10-yard roll, regular $2.99, now $1.99. And don't forget the birds. We have many deals on suet cakes and certain types of bird seed. So stop in Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these sales and many others. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I'm Mark Orenkamp with Brownfield Ag News headlines. U.S. red meat in cold storage dropped during December. The USDA says 2023 ended with 934 million pounds of red meat in freezers, a decline of 9% from the end of 2022 due to a combination of solid demand and lower production. That included an 11% year-to-year decrease for beef and a 6% lower move in pork. More news after this on Brownfield.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
California's Proposition 12 is in full effect, and an ag law expert says pork producers need to be clear on the rules. Eldon McAfee is an attorney with Brick Gentry Law Firm representing the Iowa Pork Producers Association. He tells Brownfield Prop 12 applies to whole pork meat.
Ground pork is not subject to it. Anything processed is not subject. So there is pork that can go into California without being subject to Prop 12.
And ethanol stocks have grown for 8 weeks in a row, while production dropped to a near three-year low. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says the domestic ethanol supply of 25.8 million barrels was the largest since March 2023, an increase of 0.5% on the week and nearly 3% on the year. That rise in supply can be tied to slower demand caused by the bitterly cold conditions and winter weather that blanketed large parts of the U.S. last week. For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Channel Brand Seed, where farmer needs equal innovation. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Brand Seed on Brownfield. Channel is always innovating and providing new products and solutions to meet farmer needs. In this Managing for Profit, Channel technical agronomist Lindsay McKenzie shares what products she's looking forward to in 2024. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Keeping your fields clean all season long? Now that's a boss move. When it comes to weeds, we mean business, just like you. But you already knew that. In choosing to use Extend Flex soybeans, you've ensured that your fields can reach their full potential, because our Extend Flex technology enables you to control more weeds than any other soybean weed management program. Learn more about the difference Extend Flex soybeans can make at RoundupReadyExtend.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
Lindsay McKenzie with Channel Brand Seed says innovation and product development are key, and there are some exciting offerings from Channel in 2024.
The newest thing that we have for 2024 is VT4 Pro. And what this is it is a new technology that is going to be used to help fight those above and below ground pests in corn. And along with those VT4s, we're again going to bring SmartStax Pro with RNAi technologies, ExtendFlex soybeans, and of course our climate FieldView platform. And to talk a little bit more about the VT4 Pro, this is really targeting those potential corn rootworm acres. So especially in that transition zone, starting in the central Illinois area, this is where we're really targeting this product to bring that yield performance that, you know, Channel is always bringing year after year.
She tells Brownfield the VT4 Pro technology provides farmers additional flexibility and some benefits when it comes to yield potential.
It's bringing three built-in modes of action. So we're incorporating that Tracepta technology, which is providing protection against those above-ground pests. So we're looking at our corn borers and our ear borers, but then also bringing that below-ground protection against corn rootworm. And, you know, the healthier that we can stay above and below ground, the better yield potential that we're setting ourselves up for come harvest time.
McKenzie says performance and yield potential matter.
Farmers, they're always facing new challenges, new pests, a wide spectrum of pests, really. And so we're not trading off any type of yield with this VT4 Pro. And what we found is we're going to have a 5-bushel advantage over the competition. So again, bringing that new trait technology and also bringing that yield performance as well.
She says farmers in her area are gearing up for planting season.
And just a few reminders, you know, we're always thinking through those planting recommendations, especially product placement, because of course we know that all corn hybrids are pretty unique to themselves and each perform in different types of either soil types or drainage areas. And so definitely product placement is very important. And that's one conversation that we will be having all the way through planting season.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profits, a content partnership with Channel Brand Seed on Brownfield.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience, and open back up at 7 a.m. and hope to see you at the sale.
We are 21 minutes away from 6 o'clock and moving right along here at the halfway point of the week. Don't forget tomorrow, the Brew Republic Library getting ready to hold their preschool story time as they do Thursdays in January at 10:30. It's open to all young children. No registration is required. Here's Scotty McCreary.
Preacher gave it to him when he was 8. That Sunday morning he got saved in that little church. Granddaddy told it at the Bible school. I bet back then it looked brand new, not a faded word. Now the cover's torn and the leather's worn on that old King James. He took it with him overseas, England, France, and Germany, right there in the middle of hell. Said he read it every night. He swore that it saved his life, his only hope when there was no hope left was in that old. Passed it down to Mama on the day he died. Sat there for the longest time, just gathering the dust. But when life would take a sharp turn every now and then, and she would just start missing him, I'd see her pick it up. Now the cover's torn and the leather's worn on that old King James. You'll find on every other page yellow lines or teardrop stains. Every chapter of that good book, been through cancer, war, and crazy kids. All the stupid things I did, I may never know the toll I got it now. She said, read it when you're feeling down. And I said, yes, ma'am. Now the cover's torn and the leather's worn on that old King James. about the way I feel. There's no need in coming back. I'm
get alive. That's what I'm gonna do. So starting now, well, you can find one too. I'm gonna get alive like I should have done long time ago before you wreck this one. I'm gonna get alive, that's what I'm gonna do. So starting now, well, you can find one too. I'm gonna get alive like I should have done.
There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down. kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Well, that's A Reckless Love by Joe DiMassina on WRCO. Coming up this weekend, Heaven Bound Church Lone Rock invites you to a free movie night this coming Saturday, the 27th at 4. The movie will be Letters to God, and there will also be free drinks and snacks. Of right now, though, we hear from the Mavericks with I Want to Know.
Under pressure before I ever met you, but you were gonna steal my heart and I was gonna let you. It's like I was dynamite, lost and looking for the light, then I found you like a treasure. Oh girl, yeah, you made me better. Slow me down till you
attention. That sparkle in your eyes, like the stars up in the sky. Making all the wrongs I've done all right, but you were my redemption. Back the way I do, baby, I love you like a diamond.
The can-